Thanks for joining me on episode 457 of the Inspired Stewardship Podcast.
I'm Mario Pereca from 10 Minute Mindset, the podcast. I challenge you to invest in yourself, invest in others, develop your influence, and impact the world by using your time, your talent, and your treasures to live out your calling. Having the right inspiration to set your mindset on the right path is key. And one way to be inspired to do that is to listen to this, the Inspired Stewardship Podcast with my good friend, Scott Mader.
And it's interesting that most of us know about the parable of the rich fool, and most of us know that closing passage, for there your treasure is, there your heart will be also. But we often ignore the stuff that comes in between and how this is really talking about having an abundance mindset. Welcome and thank you for joining us on the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. If you truly desire to become the person who God wants you to be, then you must learn to use your time, your talent, and your treasures for your true calling. In the Inspired Stewardship Podcast, you will learn to invest in yourself, invest in others, and develop your influence so that you can impact the world. In today's Spiritual Foundation episode about investing in yourself, I talk with you about some examples from the Psalms, from Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21, followed immediately by Luke chapter 12, verses 22 through 34. I talk about why abundance doesn't mean hoarding and why doing doesn't mean worry. One of the conflicts that I hear from people sometimes who are spiritually minded or who read the Bible is this conflict between abundance and then feeling this sense that that's not what we're supposed to do. We're not supposed to lay up treasures here on earth. And it's another one of those cases where, in my mind, it's not an either or, it's a both and. I mean, if you look in the Bible, for instance, in Psalm 23, verse 5, it says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows." Psalm 65, verse 11, "You crown the year with your bounty. Your wagon track overflow with abundance." And there's hundreds of passages like this, verses that talk about the abundance of God pouring out on God's people, pouring out the blessings on us, having a life of abundance. And one of the things that happens, I think, is sometimes we start looking at abundance just in a monetary way. We look at abundance just about money. And abundance isn't that. It's about having a bountiful life. It's about having health. It's about having relationships. It's about having family around you. It's about way more than just money. It may include money, but it's not just money. It's also about the relationship we have with that abundance. See, the funny thing is when we begin to look at that abundance as our right, as something that we deserve, if we look at our abundance as the thing that provides ourselves security, then all of a sudden we're making that abundance into God instead of looking at God as the source of our abundance. I want to talk about two other passages, and they're ones that you've probably heard. Luke chapter 12, verses 13 through 21 is called the parable of the rich fool. And it starts with someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." Somebody's going to the rabbi and basically asking them to settle this argument. And Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out. Be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. "The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops.' Then he said, 'This is what I'll do. I'll tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself?' This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich towards God. Notice there, it's not a thing against having stuff. It's a passage against greed. It's a passage against hoarding. It's saying that having just an abundance of possessions and putting your security in those things is foolish because your life could be taken at any time. Your orientation has to be towards God first and recognizing that God is the source of that abundance in the first place. Abundance doesn't mean hoarding. It doesn't mean holding on to everything with a tight, closed fist. See, one of the interesting things about this passage is the passage that immediately follows it. In Luke chapter 12, starting in verse 22 and going through verse 34, it says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap. They have no storeroom or barn, yet God feeds them. And how much more valuable you are than birds. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Since you cannot do this very little thing, why do you worry about the rest? Consider how the wild flowers grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not set your heart on what you will eat or drink. Do not worry about it. For the pagan world runs after all such things, and your Father knows that you need them. But seek his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well. Do not be afraid, little flock, for your Father has been pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide purses for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will never fail, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." And it's interesting that most of us know about the parable of the rich fool, and most of us know that closing passage, "For there your treasure is, there your heart will be also." But we often ignore the stuff that comes in between and how this is really talking about having an abundance mindset. It's about having your mindset focus first on God as your security, God as your provider. God is able to provide all of the blessings that you have. And if you start looking at those blessings as your security, as your provider, then your heart isn't in the right place. And when your heart isn't in the right place, then nothing else follows. And God also knows that we tend to get in our own way. We tend to begin to look at abundance in a greedy way. We tend to try to hold on to those things that are given to us. We grab them with a tight fist. And then we begin to worry. We begin to worry about things instead of actually doing things, instead of going out there and giving, instead of going out there and building relationships, even instead of going out there and earning abundance and doing things to work. Remember, work as unto the Lord. Instead, we begin to worry about it. We begin to look at it and go, what's going to happen? How is this going to be taken from me? I'm going to lose everything I have. And we turn into that rich fool in the first passage. That's what the second part is about. The worry is what steals our abundance from us. But instead, what God is asking us to do is look first to God, and out of that, an abundant life will come. And sometimes that abundant life includes stuff and money, and sometimes it doesn't. But what it always includes is relationships with the people around us that love us and care for us each and every day. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much for listening to the Inspired Stewardship Podcast. As a subscriber and listener, we challenge you to not just sit back and passively listen, but act on what you've heard and find a way to live your calling. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor. Go over to facebook.com/inspiredstewardship and like our Facebook page and mark it that you'd like to get notifications from us so that we can connect with you on Facebook and make sure that we're serving you to the best of our abilities with time and tips there. Until next time, invest your time, your talent, and your treasures. Develop your influence and impact the world.